So they will start the talks for the retreat from afar, and I thought what to do is to talk about Waitara, you know, make it a series, and then go through the sadhana and talk about different parts of the sadhana, because that would help everybody who's doing the retreat from afar and who's doing the retreat here. So just to talk a little bit about Waitara to start with, all the Buddhas have the same realizations. You can't differentiate them, and from the side of a Buddha, you know, they don't have the same feeling of I that we deluded beings do. So, you know, the minds of all the Buddhas know the same thing, they have the same realizations and so on. But because we can't communicate with the Buddha's mind directly, the Buddhas appear in different physical forms. And the physical forms represent certain aspects of a Buddha's omniscient mind. So Tara's aspect, there's a few different things it represents. One is she represents the enlightened activity of the Buddha, the trinlay of the Buddha. So that's the way in which the Buddhas interact with sentient beings to help ripen our mind. Okay? And so Tara represents that kind of activity of interacting with sentient beings to help ripen their mind. And so this is one way to think of Tara. And Lama Yeshe used to say, women have quick wisdom. And so Tara represents also wisdom, but quick wisdom. Okay? So it's not deluded wisdom. Actually, wisdom can't be deluded. It's an oxymoron. But you know how sometimes we think we're acting from a space of wisdom, but it's actually a space of ignorance? That's what I mean. You ever done that? I know this is the right thing to do. My motivation is good, and I'm acting completely right. And then we find out later our mind was completely under the influence of, you know, ridiculous ways of thinking that we thought were wisdom at the moment. Okay, but Tara's quick wisdom is not that. Tara's quick wisdom is actual wisdom. Okay? And then also, she represents a long life and the ability to extend our lifetime, not simply because we don't want to die. You know, I mean, we've died infinite times in previous lives. We don't need to be afraid of it. You know, we need to be concerned with what happens after death, where were we born. But dying, you know, we've lived through it many times. You know, when you think about it, we've died infinite times in samsara. We've lived through it. Okay? So, you know, to extend our lifespan so that we have more time to practice the Dharma. That's the purpose of it. If we don't practice the Dharma, then it really doesn't matter whether we have a long life or a short life. But if we practice the Dharma, then having a long life is very, very useful. Okay? So those are the kind of specialties with Tara, a way that to relate to her. And then just the white color of her body usually represents, you know, cleansing. And so we can think, especially in the visualization, it's very much a purification visualization, because we're purifying things that could shorten our lifespan, you know, such as degeneration of the elements of the body, or the life force being stolen, or broken ethical restraints, broken precepts, broken commitments. You know, you'll remember in the initiation that we invoke Tara's blessings in the form of her implements and small deities and the mantra and the letters Om Ahom. And Rinpoche said that that represented, you know, restoring the energy of our broken commitments and ethical restraints, because those broken precepts can degenerate our lifespan. So we want to restore them. Okay? So, you know, we invoke all of that energy, and then this, you know, beautiful white energy from Tara coming down into us, purifying everything that needs to be purified, including negative karma, but also restoring, you know, the lifespan, any kind of rebalancing the elements in our body, you know, or restoring any lost energy of any of the elements in our body, and also restoring our vows, our ethical restraints and our commitments. Okay, so that's one way just to think about Tara to start with.